General Peter Schoomaker came out of retirement in August 2003 at the request of then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to become Army Chief of Staff. Schoomaker is now approaching retirement again. He's a strong advocate of substantially increasing the size of the Army and of transforming the Army, making it more modular, with smaller, more lethal units able to deploy more quickly. General Schoomaker calls that transformation the most dramatic change to the Army since World War II.
We've described building the Army and transforming it while at war much like building an airplane while in flight, and it's quite challenging. So why the stress is on the force and why we're trying to not only change it internally but grow it, it presents unique challenges in almost every dimension. And one of the biggest issues I have is that we find our soldiers returning with less dwell time.
And by dwell time, you mean time at home, time between deployments.
I mean time at home, that's correct. And ideally, while we're trying to transform, change the Army, prepare it, we also want to see time for families and our people to recuperate and to reintegrate and the rest. And when the Army is as busy as it is, the place that, in my view, having grown up in the Army, and my father was 32 years in the Army, I know what the family stresses are. We would like to see much more time for the actual personal recuperation.
General, you've said before Congress that the current burden on active duty soldiers at this pace will break the active component. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't believe I said it quite that starkly. I am concerned about our ability to indefinitely sustain this level of effort, you know, without the increased growth. And the president, as you know, just a few months ago made the decision to grow the Army. And with that size Army, we can sustain this level of effort with the proper periods of dwell. But we're not there yet. And so, you know, saying that we're on the verge of breaking is not correct. We're not.
General, you said in the past that the Army started out in the Iraq War flat-footed, was your expression. What would you have done differently at the beginning to have been more effective in Iraq?
There's little you can do at the point that a conflict arises other than use the force that you have. And we had a very good force to do. You know, we defeated the Iraqi army in very short order and captured Baghdad, et cetera, and that's exactly where we were optimized. But where we lacked a lot of capacity and depth was in all of the kinds of things that we needed below that. You know, if I had magic dust, I would have jumped to the kind of force that we're building today. But unfortunately, that's not, physics doesn't allow you to do that.
There were also, of course, calculations that were made, though, of what would be needed, not just what was available, but what would be needed. Your predecessor as Army Chief of Staff, Eric Shinseki, said that just before the war began, he said the U.S. would need several hundred thousand troops to occupy Iraq. He was swatted down by other members of the Pentagon. Do you think he was right?
First of all, I think I'd have probably answered the same way. I have a lot of respect for Rick Shinseki. I've known him a long time. And he's a very thoughtful and experienced individual. And I think he gave the best advice that he could, and his advice, in my opinion, is correct. That doesn't make everybody else wrong. It means that, you know, his view of where this thing may go, perhaps he saw it in a different way than other people did.
Well, Paul Wolfowitz, I believe, responded to that by saying that U.S. troops would be greeted as liberators and a couple hundred thousand troops was really out of whack.
Well, I think there was an expectation of that. And, again, I wasn't involved in his conversation, so I don't know what else went on.
General Schoomaker, how do you assess the legacy of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld?
First of all, he's very bright. He has a lot of energy. He cares a great deal. I know that. But I do know that, I mean, he likes to come to solutions through a very confrontational kind of way. And he's an impatient individual who wants to see change and he wants to see results. So I respected him from that position. I'm not one that's a detractor.
You've heard, I'm sure, the comments made by Senator John McCain this week about Donald Rumsfeld. Senator McCain said, "We are paying a very heavy price for the mismanagement, that's the kindest word I can give you, of Donald Rumsfeld, of this war." And he went on, "I think that Donald Rumsfeld will go down in history as one of the worst secretaries of defense in history."
Well, I really don't have any comment to make on that. I mean, you know, there are a multitude of opinions, and I don't second-guess anybody's motivation on anything. Senator McCain said that. I didn't hear him say that, by the way. Mm. But if that's what he said, I'm sure he believes it, and that doesn't mean I agree with it.
General Schoomaker, thanks very much for talking with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
That's General Peter Schoomaker. He's retiring as the Army Chief of Staff on April 10th.